Shanti. Today, Bap Dada, the creator of the new world, is seeing his children who have rights to the new age. Today you are ordinary in this old age, and tomorrow in the new age you will claim rights to the kingdom, and become worship worthy too. It's a matter of just today and tomorrow. What you are today and what you will be tomorrow. All the very near, close, knowledgeable children for them. The tomorrow which is going to come is so clearly visible as today is so clearly visible in front of them. All of you have come to celebrate the new year. However, Bap Dada is visualizing a new age. What happened? Someone is sick.
Continues.
Each one of you must have made your new plans for the new year. Today is the end of the old year. At the end, the result of the whole year is observed. So today, Bap Dada also observed the result of the whole year of the children. It doesn't take long for Bap Dada to do all that. So today, Bap Dada observed in particular the account of deposit of the children. All the children, of course, have made efforts. Of course, all the children have made efforts. They have also been in remembrance. They have served to They also fulfilled their responsibilities in Laukik, Alaukik family relationships. However, in these three things, that is efforts, remembrance and responsibilities in relationships, how much was accumulated in your account? Today, Bap Dada emerged, Jagatamba, mother, in the subtle regions. Baba Singh, today the musical instrument is little bad, little spoiled, but still Baba will have to play it. So everyone is thanking Baba for that, and therefore they clapped. Therefore, Bap Dada and Mama together, looked at the amount of accumulation in the account, that is, how much deposit there is in the account. Deposit there is in the account, and what must have this observed? Of course, all are number wise. However, however, there wasn't that much deposit in the account as much as it should have been. It was much less than thought. Therefore, Jagatamba mother asked a question. In the subject of remembrance, many children had a good aim they had made good efforts too. But still, the accumulation was not to the extent it should have been. Why was it less? whilst this conversation was on, they came to the conclusion, that is, they reached to the result that is that they are practicing yoga, however,
percentage yoga ki stage ki.
The percentage of the stage of yoga was ordinary. And therefore, the deposit in the account was also ordinary. They did have a good aim of yoga. That is, the aim in yoga was good. However, the result of yoga is
yoga, yukta, yukti, yukta.
To be yog yukt and yukti yukt. Words,
chalan,
and behavior. That is, in your words and behavior, yoga should be visible. And you have to be very careful in what you speak, what you do. But because that care was lacking, The result was that whilst they were sitting in meditation and yoga, the meditation was good. The result was good. However, a yogi means that the impact of the yoga should be in practical life. This is why in the account the deposit was there at times. But it wasn't there all the time. The deposit was there on occasions at some time, but not all the time. Whilst moving along, the percentage of yoga became ordinary. And the result was that very little is accumulated in the account. Very little was accumulated in the account. The topic of service was also considered in the conversation. Of course, you do service day and night. You remain busy too. You make very good plans as well. You also make very good plans and very good expansion is taking place in service. However,
chamaka
then why is the deposit account still less of many? So, in the conversation, they reached to the conclusion, or the conclusion was reached, that everyone is doing service. They are making good efforts to remain busy. Then what is the reason? The reason felt was of course, you receive the fruit of service as well as the strength through service. That is there, no doubt. You have the strength. You get the strength. Sorry, the strength which you receive is the inner satisfaction. This is the strength you receive. You feel satisfied that I have done good service. This is the strength you get of the service you do. And the fruit you receive that others are satisfied. That is, you are able to satisfy others too. You feel satisfied is your strength, and when others are satisfied, that's the fruit you receive. So the strength and fruit both are received, both are experienced. If you put in a lot of hard work in service, and also a lot of time you devote for service, in service,
Jai Chiroki Sivani.
So, the result should be that not only should you be contented, but also those who come in your contact or those who are served, they too should feel satisfied. The satisfaction should not be on an external level only, that they say, very good, very good. But they should really feel satisfied internally. That is, the experience of satisfaction should be in a form of a wave everywhere. They should feel that they have really achieved something. They liked it very much, that's another thing. But they got something which they were looking for. They achieved something. What they wanted. For which Bap Dada has told you earlier that one is to shoot the arrow up to the head, and the other is to shoot the arrow until the heart. So one is to shoot the arrow until the head, and the other until the heart. If you serve and you are satisfied, but then that satisfaction should not be on an external level, that yes, yes, you did very good service, you did very good service, but actually your heart should accept that yes, it was good service done by you. And you are satisfied and others are satisfied too through your service. And along with that, the next thing is
Sivaki. Or uski.
So you do service and as a result you keep telling everyone, I worked so hard, I did so much service. You keep you keep telling everyone about this, then this is like eating the fruit instantly and not saving for the future. Actually, the thought should be, Bap Dada got it done through me. Your attention should be, you should be able to draw everyone's attention towards Bap Dada, not towards your own soul. People say, oh, this sister is very good, this brother is very good. But they should say, Bap Dada of theirs is very good. Instead of this sister is good, that brother is good, people should say that Bap Dada is very good. So this experience should be of everyone, and therefore if you're able to give that experience to everyone, only then you will be saving in your account. This will be increasing your account. This is why it was noticed looking to the whole result. It was noticed that you were working very hard, you were giving a lot of time, lot of energy. But there was a lot of show in that too. This is why the saving was reduced. The key to save in your account is very easy to use. It's the diamond key. You apply the golden key. But the diamond key is to have the consciousness that I am only an instrument and be humble whilst doing the service. So humility and the thought of an instrument, both are the diamond key for saving, for accumulating, not before service or after service, that is fine, but whilst doing the service, that feeling should be there. I'm only an instrument and serving with humility. And then while serving, anyone, whether it's your equals or whichever soul you are serving, while serving, you should serve as a selfless server and serve with good wishes and lots of selfless love. Bap Dada showed to Jagatamba Mother. That if children serve in this through this method, then see how their account increases rapidly. Bap Dada showed this to Mama. Actually, you can serve, you can accumulate in a second of what you would accumulate of service of many hours, but you could do that in just 1 second. Just like the tick tick of a clock, it takes a second for a tick. And Baba said, you can accumulate like that. So Mama Jagatamba was so delighted, was very happy to hear all these things. That it's so easy to accumulate in the account. It's so easy to increase the account, increase the saving. In the account. Then after that, Bap Dada and Jagatamba decided. Now what did they decide? That now, as the new year is starting, you have to check your saving account. So what you have to check in your saving account, though you may not have done any mistake during the whole day, However,
Siva, Sampanakmi, Sane, Santushita.
How much were you able to satisfy souls through your thoughts, your words, your actions, contacts and relationships? How much were you able to satisfy souls? Because on that basis will your saving account grow. Many children check in a different way. They check that today they did not do anything wrong. Today they did not give sorrow to anyone. However, what you have to check now is that during the whole day, how much did you accumulate in the form of elevated thoughts? And through your elevated thoughts, how much did you accumulate in the account of service? How many souls did you satisfy? How many souls did you give happiness through your actions? Yes, you did yoga. That is good. But what was the percentage of yoga? How many blessings of others did you accumulate in your account? So, what do you have to do in the new year? Whenever you do anything, whether it's through your mind, your words, your action, inside you, there should be only one thought, and that is I have to become a great donor continuously. Continuous donor. Not just a donor, but continuous, non-stop, with no break in between. Through the mind, I have to donate powers. Through my words, I have to donate knowledge. And through my actions, I have to donate virtues. So, powers through my mind, knowledge through my words, and virtues through my actions. In today's world, whether it is the world of Brahmins or it is the outside world, instead of just listening, they prefer to see more. They prefer to see and do it themselves instead of just listening. Why did you find it easy? It is because you saw how Brahma Baba donated virtues through actions. He was an embodiment of virtues himself. You donate knowledge, of course, but in this year you have to pay special attention that you will donate virtues to every soul. That is, through the virtues of your life, the values of your life, you will help others. That is, you will help others through your values. You cannot donate to Brahmins. You will cooperate with them. You help them through your values. Let anything happen. However many weaknesses someone may have, but I through my life, through my actions, through my contacts, I have to donate virtues, that is, help them with my values or through my values. In this, don't see anyone else. This one is not doing it, so how can I do it? Don't think like that. This one is also like this, then what can I do? Don't think all that. Brahma Baba always said, see Shiv Father. If you want to see anything, now you see Brahma Father. Don't see anyone else. Keep the aim that keep the aim like Brahma Baba. He used to say this slogan, the one who does first is the Arjuna. The one who comes forward and does it first is the real Arjuna. That is the one who becomes instrumental will become number one Arjuna. Brahma Father became number one Arjuna. Didn't he? If you do by seeing someone else, then you will not become number one. You will come in the list of number wise, not number one. When Baba tells you to raise your hand, all of you, in what do you raise your hand? Do you raise your hand in number one, or do you raise your hand in number wise? When Baba asks, who wants to be number one, you all raise your hand. You don't raise your hand when Baba asks, who wants to be number wise? So your hand is always risen when Baba asks for number one. Therefore, what should be your aim? I have to donate virtues constantly, all the time, non-stop, without any breaks. However much someone may try to shake you, move you, someone may tell you, why are you struggling so much? Why are you making so much effort? Why are you working so hard? Others are not. Why are you doing it? You also be like them. Someone may try to make you weak because you will get many friends who will try to make you weak. But Bap Dada needs
Himmat. Omang Parane Wale Sadh.
Those companions who can encourage souls, who can infuse enthusiasm in souls. So did you understand what you have to do now? Do service. But you have to check and increase your account, saving account, whilst doing service. First, serve the self and then serve others. One other thing Bap Dada observed. Should Baba tell you that? Should Baba tell you one other thing which Bap Dada observed? Today was a meeting between the moon and the sun, was it not? So Mama and Bap Dada. So Bap Dada sun and Mama the moon. So Baba saying today was a meeting of the moon and the sun. Then Mama, mother, the moon, said something very, very secretly, very softly to the sun, Bap Dada. She asked Bap Dada, for how long should I wait in the advance party? For how long should I keep waiting? Now you have to go in the advance part, then the task of the advance party will be over. So you have to go in the advance part and then the task of the advance party will be over. And then you know what Jagatamba said? Bap Dada knows. But it was like a conversation between Mama and Baba, Pap Dada going on. So, what must have Mama told Pap Dada? She said, that I also go on a tour. I tour Madhuban and I also tour the centers. You know, and she was smiling while saying this. Those who have seen Mama, those who have seen Mama know it, that, you know, she doesn't say straight forward, but she smiles and says, so, Mama said that one speciality is visible. Which speciality is that? Well, she said that carelessness has come in different forms. She said carelessness has come in different forms. Some have one type of carelessness and others have another type of carelessness in them. Some say, yeah, we'll do it, it will happen. Others are also doing it, we will do it too. And these things go on. This is the language of carelessness. It is there in the thoughts, but it is there in the words also. So Bap Dada said that Bap Dada told Mama that now tell some yukti to the children for the new year to finish this carelessness. Do you know Jagatamba mother? Had one slogan which she would tell everyone. It was her speciality. She would tell everyone that slogan. Who remembers that slogan? which Mama used to tell everyone. Hukumi hukum chalaira. It means that the Lord is making me do it. So whatever the Supreme, the Lord is making me do, that I do. I am only an instrument. He is getting it done through me, or I'm doing it under His instructions. He is moving me. So if you have one inculcation, like it's Bap Dada who is moving me, I am working under His orders. Every step of mine is according to His instructions. If this awareness is there, that it is the Father who is making me go along. It is the Father directly who is making me go along. Then where will your eyes go? The eyes will go towards the one who is making you move. They won't go anywhere else. It is the Karavanhar Baba who is getting it done through me. He has made me His instrument. I'm working only under His instructions. It's He who is getting it done through me. Then the Karavanhar becomes responsible, that is, the one who gets it done is responsible. If you think in this way, then the heaviness which you feel whilst doing service will disappear. Your head will become light. Just like a fragrant rose, a fragrant spiritual rose, it will become so light. Did you understand what you have to do? You have to become a continuous great donor. Okay. All of you have come running here to celebrate the new year. It is good. It's house full today. As all of you know, the Diamond Hall is full today. There is no space left. And Baba is asking, did you get water? And they raise their hand. Yes, yes, we got water. The dadis are saying something. And the dadi is waving at Baba and saying, yes, Baba, we got water. Yes, those who have really worked hard to get the water, congratulations to them. About 18,000 are sitting in this hall. To give water to so many thousands, it's not a matter of two or four buckets. Today is the day, but from tomorrow onwards, many will be going. And Baba is using a very sweet phrase, chala chali ka mela, means some will come and, you know, everyone will be leaving, time for leaving. Now, all of you are comfortable wherever you are, and everyone raises their hand, and the storm also tried to test you. There was a strong wind, you know, yesterday. There were tents put up and the tents were moving, were shaking. There was very strong wind, like a cyclonic storm, but it didn't do any harm. So Baba is saying, it is better than the Kumbh Mela. You know, in the Kumbh Mela, hundreds of thousands of people go. So Baba says, it is better than the Kumbh Mela. And everyone claps. At least they have enough space to sleep, to put their luggage. You know, some of them are sleeping even in the verandas. You got 3 square feet of land to, maybe you did not get a bed, but you got 3 square feet of land at least, didn't you? And they raised their hand again, yes. They have been told not to clap, so nobody is clapping. In the new year, children in all four corners, whether in this land or foreign lands, they are too watching this ceremony, some through their intellects. And they're also listening through their ears. They are also listening in Madhuban, because, you know, all haven't been able to come down to Shantivan. So there are many in Madhuban who are listening through wireless Baba's voice. So Baba is saying that in Madhuban too, they have become protectors of the Yajna. And have played a very good part of service, because, you know, Dadiji was a Dadiji had told all the Madhuban Vasis that all must not come down to Shantivan. There should be security. There should be secure, you know, brothers doing security in every building. So Baba is saying this. So along So Bab Dada is congratulating everyone, also the Madhuban Nivasis for the service they have done. And Baba has received many, many cards, greeting cards. You know, there's a good display of greeting cards on the stage. So Baba is telling, you're seeing them on display on the stage, aren't you? It's not a big thing. The card is not a big thing, but what is hidden in the card is the love of your heart. Is Baba is not just looking at the beauty of the card, but more precious is the love of your heart, which is filled in these cards. All of you have sent the love of your heart, therefore, to all the loving souls. To everyone, Baba cannot take each one's name individually, but to everyone, in return of your greeting cards, Bab Dada gives you the regard in the form of love. You give the card, and so Baba is again rhyming. Baba is giving you the regard of the love you have sent in your greeting cards, your letters, telephones, emails to email. Baba is remembering, you know, so many emails have come wishing you Happy New Year to Bab Dada, Dadiji and all Madhuban Nivasis. So Baba is remembering that. So through all these different gadgets of signs, whatever you have sent to Madhuban, to Bab Dada, have reached. Actually, they reached at that very moment when you created a thought that you wanted to send to Baba. So first through your thoughts, they reached, and then through your computers and emails, they reached. Your love reaches Bab Dada every moment, but today as it is the New Year day, many children have also sent their plans, they have sent their resolutions, their pledges. They have also written that they will now finish the past, say past is past and also express their courage they have in moving forward. So to everyone Bap Dada says, congratulations, congratulations. Well done, well done. Baba used the word shabas, which means well done, like patting on the back. Well done, well done. Shabas, that's the word. Baba never uses this word. It's the first time Baba used this word shabas. Well done, well done. All of you are happy, aren't you? So Baba is also very happy. Now, Bap Dada has one desire in his heart, and that is each child of the bestower should become a bestower. You are the children of the bestower. Therefore, each child of the bestower should become a bestower. Don't ask for anything. Don't say, I must get this, I must get that. This must be done for me, that must be done for me. Become a bestower. Have a generous heart in putting others in the front. Make each one move forward. The younger ones tell Bap Dada that we need the love of the seniors. And Baba and Bap Dada tells the younger ones that you keep regard of the elders, the seniors, and you will get love from them. Give regard to the seniors and you will get love from them. To give regard is to receive regard. You can't get regard just like that. To give is to receive. See, your non-living images also are giving, and they devta, deity, means the one who gives. Devi also means the one who gives. So your devis and devtas means givers, bestowers. So your non-living images are also bestowers. And here you are the living gods and goddesses. Therefore become bestowers. Keep giving. if all become bestowers, if all of you become donors, then there won't be anyone who will want anything, no? Then everywhere there will be fragrance of the satisfaction of the spiritual roses everywhere, the fragrance of spiritual roses in the form of satisfaction in all souls will spread everywhere. Did you hear? So in the new year, neither should you speak the old language. You know, many still keep speaking the old language, which no one likes. Old words, old behavior. Any old habits, you should finish everything. For each thing, ask yourself, is it something new? Is it new? The only thing you have to do is to receive the birthright of 21 births in the 21st century. Is that it okay? And Muni Ben reminds Baba that Baba, this time it's Gujarat who is the server group. So service done by Gujarat is well known, and all the brothers and sisters of Gujarat clap. It is good. Gujarat has a speciality that as much close it is in distance, it's very close to Madhuban, no? So as much close it is in distance, that much close it is in becoming ever ready to cooperate, to help. But Bab Dada has one complaint about Gujarat. Should Baba tell you? One sweet complaint. You are so close to Madhuban physically, but
my spa
that close are that much close are not your mics. Mics, not many mics from Gujarat. Means those who can speak for Baba. Because Gujarat has many VIPs, but not any one of that type who can, who's a really like a mic. And then Baba says, the ministry of Gujarat is very good. Gujarat should prepare a group from the ministry. You know, some ministers, VIPs, you should prepare such a group from the ministry and just like there is in Hyderabad, the same thing you can do in Gujarat, in Karnataka also it can happen. Bring someone close to you. Not that there are no contacts, they are there, but those contact souls should come so close that they start serving. They do become helpful when there is need, but that's only for a short while. But they should continue to become instrumental in service, and for that they should come very close to you. And they should be fearless in giving Baba's message. Bab Dada told at the beginning of the year about bringing the mics, and but now the end year is ending, but still Bab Dada has the mics haven't come to Bab Dada. Yes, they are there, but they are scattered all over. There are good IPs too. Many have come to Madhuban also. Many go to the centers as well. But they have not come together as a gathering. Even if in your zones they come together, then they will get the courage to move forward. You are serving individuals, that's okay. But the voice, the sound will spread when they come in a gathering. They come together. Or they gather together, just as from abroad a group came, didn't it? It was a small group, but it came from abroad. You know, the call of time guests came to meet Baba, so Baba is remembering them, that they came to Madhuban. in a group, and when they are in a group, then they get strength. Okay.
Gujarat walon ko mubarak.
Congratulations to those of Gujarat.
Bab, culture piece ka inaam lene ke liye bhi teachers bene aayi hain.
Shashi Ben is telling Baba that many teachers are here who have come here to get prizes from you for the culture of peace service. And Baba saying, yes, that program is to happen now, is it not? And there is a youth retreat took place from 24th to 31st. Children's retreat took place too. There's a jurist group. They had their meeting as well. So children's retreat, youth retreat, and jurist wing. All the three groups are here. Now, Bab Dada heard the news of the youth retreat. You know, Brother Lee met Dadi Gulzar to give the message to Baba. So Baba is saying, Baba heard the news. They are doing very well. They're making good efforts, and the method they applied was very good. All the youth stand up of foreign centers, those who participated in the youth retreat. All those who participated in the youth retreat, stand up. Sit down. Whatever practice you did here, that you will maintain it there also, won't you? Or will it reduce there? You will maintain the same there also, won't you? See? Will you maintain the same practice there also, wherever you go in your countries? This practice of 5 seconds which you did, That practice will be maintained, won't it be? Yes, raise your hand if you say it will be. Yes. Okay, they are waving to Baba. Okay, very good. You made a very good program. You paid good attention as well. Now increase it. Don't reduce it. And next year when you come, bring the same result with you. That is, you are progressed, not less. It is good. You come with lots of courage and love. You come from so far. It's because of your love you come, don't you? Bab Dada has already said that youth should come from all over the world, and the youth should then go in front of the government. All the youth of the whole world, Baba's children, should come together and go in front of the government and proudly say that we, the youth, are bringing about world transformation through self-transformation. Such a gathering will get ready. It will happen. How many countries, how many foreign countries are there? In how many countries service has taken place? 75. We have centers in 75 countries. We have centers in 75 countries. And how many centers in India? So we have youth in 75 countries, Baba's children. And in India we have so many youths, so all the youth come together in one group. Maybe some representatives, some youth representatives of each country, they all come together and then, you know, as youth take an oath or the pledge, so they should bring that pledge in front of the government that we the youth have pledged this. We the youth from 75 countries have come together and pledged this. There should be the youth also from the villages. They should be from cities, towns, villages, from India as well as from abroad. So representatives from each area, they should come and meet the government, bring their pledge with them and show to the government. It will be such good service. Similarly, IPs of each country, maybe not a VIP, but even IPs, known IPs of each country, who is courageous enough, bold enough to be a spokesman or, you know, give Baba's message. And in this way, IPs of all the countries, they come together and go to the government and say that in our country, So many souls have been benefited. They go to the government of India and tell them that so many from our country have benefited. Okay. Little children, stand up. All the little children in the youth retreat, in the children's retreat. Not all children, just in the retreat. And all the children are standing up. Anyway. Baba wants little children to come on the steps, you know, near Baba. All the little children, they, who are in the youth, little children retreat, come forward. Mirabai is calling you on the steps. Bring your flags. Baba is inviting all the little children who have participated in the children's retreat to come on the steps of the stage and show yourselves to the whole audience. Show yourselves to the whole audience. Show yourselves to the audience. Okay, come in front of Baba. Okay. On the steps only. Wait. Yeah, just be where you are. Make a line. Make a line. And wave to Baba with your flag. Baba is also waving at you. Very good. Now look at the audience. Wave to the audience. Wave to the audience. Little ones go in the front. The little ones go in the front and wave to the audience. Wave your flag to the audience. Yes? Raise it high. Yes, very good. Very good. Raise your hand high. Okay. So the children are being photographed in front of Baba. Looking very beautiful with crowns and red scarves around their neck. There are about 20 children. They're very, very fortunate to get classes and, you know, the dadis met them. The seniors met them. They got so much love and care from everyone. So now they have been told to come in front of Baba. So they are, how fortunate they are. There are children from Malaysia, from Sri Lanka, from Spain, from Hong Kong. Baba's telling them, very good. You got good training? Not to Baba? Did you get good training? You enjoyed the training? you will become good children, won't you? You will become good children? Yes, very good. You will become good children? Baba is also saying good children. Very good. So Baba has blessed you that you are very good children. So go back to your seats. Very fortunate children. Very good. So everyone has become very excited now. Now Baba is speaking to the teachers. All the teachers are waving at Baba. Yes, so many teachers. So many teachers. All the teachers are waving at Baba. The sisters living in the centers. Now Baba is addressing them. All the teachers have worked very hard to get signatures for the culture of peace. You have served very well. The souls got the message. They got the introduction and some of them came into contact and relationship. Many souls got the message. They might come now or they may not come, but when the right time will come, they will remember. That we got a leaflet, a folder of the culture of peace, and then they will look for you. Where are those sisters who are dressed in white? Where are they now? They gave us these leaflets, but we didn't then contact them later on. We didn't listen to them. Where are they? They will search for you. So that time will also come. Those souls in whom the seed has been sown, the fruit of that will come. Prize will be given only to a few, just for increasing the enthusiasm. But whoever has done service of however many souls, their services reached the souls and also to Baba. To Baba, it's whatever you did has already been accumulated in your account. Yeah, prizes will be only to limited ones, but all the teachers gave cooperation. All the students have also helped a great deal. This is why, to all of you, whoever has served for the Culture of Peace program, from Bap Dada, the gift, lots and lots of the gift of lots and lots of love to all of you. Don't think that, oh, you did not get the prize, but you got the prize of your of Baba's love, of his heart. Okay. Today, Bap Dada is remembering especially those souls who serve in the railways, that is, whole day from morning till night. They are at the railway station receiving the brothers and sisters. Are they here? Are they still at this railway station receiving souls? Are they here? Baba is remembering them. You know, they are mainly the brothers of Abu Road Center, Sangam Bhavan. Whole day, Brother Om Prakash is here. He is the leader. He is the head of the railway department. And where are your companions? Whole day and night he's seeing railway tickets only, you know, Prakash Bhai. They are saying something. Basant Bhai, Shyam Sundar Bhai, Ravinder Bhai, Prashant, never mind if they haven't come. They are busy in service. Very, very busy. Baba is telling them that you serve day and night, you don't see the cold or the heat. You serve, and Baba is asking everyone, they bring you well, you are come comfortably to Madhuban. You have come here comfortably, you know, and also the transport department, buses to and fro. Those brothers of the railway department stay at Sangam Bhavan, Abu Road Center. To all the tireless servers, Bap Dada remembers. So Bap Dada remembers all the tireless servers. Actually, all the departments of Madhuban work very hard. This is why to everyone of all the departments of Madhuban, Shantivan, Pandav Bhavan, other places near Madhuban, Gyan Sarovar, Global Hospital, to all the Sevadharis, Bap Dada is congratulating. see these ones who are sitting inside the cabin. They are also doing so much service. You know, there's two cabins near Baba, photography department and TV department, Murli department. And thereby is remembering Ahmedabad and Delhi. You know, the sisters and brothers, they receive the Brahmins at Bombay and Delhi airport, Ahmedabad airport, and Ramshlok Pai accommodation department to accommodate 20,000 people. It has not been a joke. So Nivea Bhai is remembering them. And that's why Baba says to all the departments. Each Nivea Bhai is remembering the brothers, sisters who serve at the airports, you know, bringing double foreigners, sending them. So Baba saying, yes, everyone, all the departments. And those, what about who keep the cleanliness? What about them? Even their service is not less. Cleaning, sweeping, swabbing. Their service is no less. Each one's department is special. If all these departments wouldn't have been there, then how would you stay comfortably? This is why Bap Dada is not taking any names, but every department should think that it is number one in serving. And they clap. You know, today we have to prolong up to midnight. So this Murli will, I think, now continue. There's lots of other things to be done after the Murli. And we have to be here till midnight. So Baba is again asking, did everyone receive the congratulations? All departments received the congratulations? Okay. Okay, to all the elevated souls of all four corners who have rights to the new age. To all the souls, to all the children who accumulate multi-millions at every step, to all the souls who like Brahma Father become samples and make others simple. To all the constant great donors, constant helpers, helper souls who reveal the Father through the virtues in their lives, Bab Dadas Yad Pyar and Namaste.